Welcome to God Cares for You, a series of radio broadcasts featuring Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches the truth of the Word of God in a simple and understandable way that is easy to apply to your everyday life. Here's Pastor Rory Clark.
Have you ever had a situation where you did something wrong? You knew it. Everyone else knew it. There's no way you were going to say or do anything that would allow you to wiggle off the hook. That's our situation in the spiritual life. We're all born sinners in the eyes of God, and there's no way to get around it. The fact that we were born in this sinful condition is not our fault, but it is our circumstance. And the longer we avoid coming to terms with this painful reality, the longer we wait to seek the solution. In today's program, you'll be made painfully aware of your very real situation at physical birth. Condemned. Welcome to the program. Today's lesson, the human race is guilty as charged. And if you're a member of the human race, this means you. In the United States of America, there is a holiday every year known as Independence Day, or as we call it, 4th of July, the 4th for short. And on this day, the United States celebrates its Declaration of Independence from allegiance to Great Britain. We celebrate the day because we became a free and independent nation. In preparation for that day, these words were penned by the men who led the charge. They said, "When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation." What impelled us to the separation? Well, the Declaration of Independence goes on to reveal what impelled the separation. In the Consequences of Sin passage in Paul's letter to the Romans, which extends from Romans chapter 1, verse 18, to Romans chapter 3, verse 20, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Apostle Paul, is doing the exact same thing. God is warning all mankind, especially unregenerate man, unbelievers who have rejected a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, about the causes that impel him to a separation. Maybe you haven't heard the term unregenerate. What is an unregenerate person? Well, we are all born unregenerate, which means we are born spiritually dead. An unregenerate person is spiritually dead, is separated from God, and is helpless and hopeless to do anything about the situation on his own. What do human beings think of themselves when they're in an unregenerate, spiritually dead condition? We think, "I'm not that bad. I'm basically a good person, especially relative to others that are worse than me. I can make amends for the things I do wrong. I can redeem myself. I can earn God's favor. I can be righteous by my own good deeds. I can make myself pleasing to God. I can earn my own salvation." Yeah, well, God's thoughts are different. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, "The heart of mankind is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? Who can understand the depths of depravity to which it will sink?" God says we are not basically good. He says we are desperately sick and we're deceived about how low we will stoop. Have you ever heard somebody say, "Well, I would never do that"? Yeah, okay. In the most recent passage of study, Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 18, God outlines a 14-count indictment against the human race to illuminate our unregenerate condition. Indictment 1, Romans 3:10, "As it is written, there is no creature who is righteous before God, not even one." All of us are guilty of sin. All of us are guilty of breaking God's laws. All of us are unrighteous. Indictment 2, Romans 3:11a, "There is no creature who understands God, nor any other divine thing. The Bible strikes down with a vengeance our thoughts that we can attain righteousness through our own merit. We are not righteous in God's eyes in our unregenerate state." Indictment 3, Romans 3:11b, "There is no creature who seeks for a relationship with God." If God did not seek a relationship with us, we'd be in big trouble. We'd be lost forever. Indictment 4, Romans 3:12a, all creatures have turned aside from God. Every human being at some time in life abandons the way of God. Indictment 5, Romans 3:12b, together all creatures have become useless. All of us have become like rotten fruit. We are unprofitable in God's eyes, in an unregenerate state. Indictment 6, Romans 3:12c, there is no creature who does good. There is not even one. When God looks at us, he sees us as we are, as we see ourselves when we watch the news, filled with corruption, deception, selfishness, cruelty, and apostasy. Indictment 7, Romans 3:13a, the throats of all creatures are an open grave. Out of the unregenerate throat come the sounds of death and discouragement. Indictment 8, Romans 3:13b, with their tongues creatures keep on deceiving. Lies are a continual part of the human experience, especially the lies of self-deception. We love lying to ourselves the most. Indictment 9, Romans 3:13c, the poison of asps is under their lips. Fangs, snake fangs, are ready to bite you at every turn, set to wound you with their poison. Indictment 10, Romans 3:14, the creature's mouth is full of the cursing and the bitterness of blasphemy. Mention the Lord Jesus Christ to someone and watch the venom come pouring forth against him. Watch the lies pour forth, especially the lies that the Lord Jesus Christ is not God. Indictment 11, Romans 3:15, the creature's feet are swift to shed blood. If it were not for the small and courageous force of police officers and military soldiers who provide restraint, mankind would destroy itself. Indictment 12, Romans 3:16, destruction and misery are in their paths. Creatures spend most of their time tearing down good things in their lives. Indictment 13, Romans 3:17, in the path of peace, creatures have not known. There is no real desire for wisdom or growth among unbelievers. And indictment 14, Romans 3:18, there is no respect for God before their eyes. What God says to the unregenerate, they disregard. And because the wrath of God is stored up rather than executed immediately, the unregenerate are comfortable with doing evil and with disrespecting God. The only logical conclusion we can come to after the consequences of sin passage in the letter to the Romans is that we are deceiving ourselves when we think we are basically good people. The Lord tells us in his word that we are not basically good people, that we are guilty as charged. And he also tells us in various passages in the Bible that there is nothing we can do to clean up our acts. Now, that could be a great dilemma without what God has done for us to help us out of this predicament. The consequences of sin passage is God's warning to the entire human race. You see, we are all to be evaluated at a date in the future, as it says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die only once, and after this comes judgment, the evaluation. So for those of you who believe in reincarnation, the Bible strikes this idea down with a vengeance. For the unregenerate unbelievers, those who reject a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in their lifetime, their evaluation is called the Great White Throne Judgment. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. Then I, John, the writer of the book of Revelation, saw a great white throne and the Lord Jesus Christ who sat upon it, from whose presence unbelievers on earth and in heaven fled away, and no place was found for them to live. This is right after the destruction of the earth and the universe as we know it, and there's no place for unbelievers to live. But God is going to create a place for them to live. Revelation 20:12, and I saw the dead unbelievers, the great ones, famous people, and the small ones, not so famous people, standing before the great white throne. All of us will meet the Lord Jesus Christ face to face one day. And books were opened, And another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. That's a record of all those who are saved. And the dead unbelievers were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. And their deeds are all things that are ungodliness and unrighteousness. Revelation 20:13. And the sea gave up the dead unbelievers which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead unbelievers which were in them, and unbelievers were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds, ungodliness and unrighteousness. Revelation 20:14. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. The first death is spiritual death. Revelation 20:15. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life at the great white throne judgment, he was thrown in the lake of fire. For believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, those who have embraced and accepted a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ during their lifetime, through faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for eternal life, the evaluation is made at the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we believers in Christ must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may be recompensed, that is, compensated for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Good or bad means, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we are God the Father's workmanship. That's believers in Christ. We are God the Father's workmanship, created in union with Christ Jesus for good works, which God the Father prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Good deeds are the deeds we do that God planned for us to do in eternity past. Believers in Christ are set for rewards during their evaluation. So what are God's thoughts about the whole human race? What are God's thoughts about unregenerate man? You are indicted. You broke God's laws. You are guilty as charged, and you have a just penalty coming because you did not meet God's requirement for righteousness. That's for the unregenerate. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to Romans chapter 3, verse 20 is an indictment of the whole human race at physical birth, which God makes to inform all mankind of the things which impel him to an unwanted separation. What is an indictment? An indictment is a formal accusation that initiates a criminal case against someone. What is the indictment? Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is no creature who is righteous, not even one. See, not only one third of the angels fell, all of the angels fell. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all creatures have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all break God's laws. And in God's law, if you break it once, you're guilty as charged, and there is no way to talk yourself out of the indictment. There are no plea bargains. To be acceptable to God, you must be righteous. You and all creatures were unregenerate and unrighteous at birth, guilty as charged. And in the consequences of sin passage in the book of Romans, God details the reasons for the charges. So when you come face to face with the gospel message, the good news about how the Lord Jesus Christ's work at the cross saves you from this predicament, a gospel message presented as an offer to you multiple times in your life, it is not only an indictment, but also it is the equivalent of an arraignment. What does it mean to arraign? To arraign means to call into question, to find fault, especially with respect to a virtue like the law. It is a critical examination. To arraign means to bring someone before a court to answer an indictment. What are the faults God finds? The faults the unregenerate have are ungodliness, unrighteousness, and sin, which make all mankind at physical birth sinners. What is ungodliness? Ungodliness is direct disregard for God's person. What is unrighteousness? Unrighteousness is direct disregard for God's laws. What is a sinner? A sinner is an unregenerate unbeliever who refuses to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. The consequences of sin passage calls all mankind on the carpet to answer God's indictment. All of us, must respond to the gospel message. And we are positive to the gospel message. We realize in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, that in the gospel message, the righteousness from God is revealed from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation to faith in the Lord for all things. As it is written, the righteous man shall live by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. When we reject the gospel message, we also realize, especially after the consequences of sin passage, the truth of Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 23, which say this: the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and against the unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, for God made knowledge of God known to them. For since the creation of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ's invisible attributes, his eternal power, and his divinity have been clearly seen by all mankind, being understood through what has been made in the entire created universe, so that all mankind, especially those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, are without excuse in the matter of knowing God. Romans 1:21, for even though those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness knew God, they did not honor him as God or give him thanks. But instead, those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Romans 1:22, professing to be wise, those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness became fools. Romans 1:23, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and of crawling creatures. Psalm 14, verses 1 to 3, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed abominable deeds. There is no creature who does good. Psalm 14:2, the Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, to see if there are any who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. So once you break God's law, you are guilty as charged, and there's only one way out. You must throw yourself on the mercy of the court and put yourself at the mercy of the righteous judge, the Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, God the Father's wrath. What is wrath? Wrath is God the Father's response to each creature's rejection of his unconditional love, rejection of his sin substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ, and rejection of his instructions for how to be saved. Through the law, we get to know we are sinners. Romans chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Now we know that whatever the Mosaic law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the Mosaic law, Romans 3:20, no flesh will be justified in God's sight, for through the Mosaic law comes only the knowledge of sin. We may be lost when we are unregenerate, but the Lord Jesus Christ comes to find us. Here's Barah Ministry song worship leader June Murphy singing a song she wrote and produced that reveals God's attitude toward unregenerate man, calling you to freedom.
Freedom, will you come? redemption, will you come? His cross bought the freedom, will you come? He knows your burdens, knows where you've been. He bore judgment for all of your sins. His arms are open to lambs gone astray. For reconciliation, please don't turn away. He's come. Him free to obey, freedom to praise him, free to live his way, free from sin, slavery, free from the night, freedom to follow, free to bask in his light. He's calling you to freedom. Will you come? By faith alone in the Lord
creatures are in a predicament at physical birth. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 highlights it. As it is written, there is no creature who is righteous, not even one. So what does God do to get creatures out of the predicament? Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says God the Father demonstrates his unconditional love toward all mankind in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died as a substitute for us, for ungodly, unrighteous unbelievers. He died for us when we were at our worst. John chapter 3 verse 17 says, God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world, but that the Father sent his Son into the world that the world might be saved through believing in him. John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received the Lord, taking advantage of the free gift of salvation, to them he gave the right once and for all time to become children of God, to those who believe in Christ's name. Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to doubting Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through believing in me. John chapter 3, verse 36, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life, at that moment, but he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. The Lord Jesus Christ paid with his blood to get creatures off the hook. Now, you may think that your situation is hopeless because you're guilty as charged, but it is not. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ for your so great salvation. Place your confidence in him, and when you do, you can imagine that that faith gives you exactly what you want long before you see it, because God is looking for you right now. Will you respond to his call of freedom?
You've been listening to Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches face-to-face lessons twice a week. For more information, especially on meeting locations, go to the Barah Ministries website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. The God Cares For You radio broadcast can be heard every Sunday from 12 to 12:30 right here on KXDG 1280 on your AM radio dial.